This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, October 15th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. With so many tech employees working remotely during the pandemic and no need to come into the office, tons of tech workers have packed their bags and moved out of Silicon Valley. They've gone to cheaper cities or places where they can spend time with their families or in the outdoors. But some companies have started instituting pay cuts for the workers that moved away. As you might expect, that's creating some tension. Our reporter Catherine Binley will tell us all about it after these headlines. New York State's top financial watchdog said social media companies should be designated as, quote, systemically important. That's a label normally reserved for big banks and institutions that underpin financial markets, which are subject to stronger oversight than their peers. The group made the recommendation as part of its report on this summer's Twitter hack, where several prominent accounts were used to promote a Bitcoin scam. The report also concluded that given the relative simplicity of the hackers' tactics and the reach of the biggest platforms, social media companies need a dedicated regulator. As it stands, the companies are subject to state laws as well as some oversight from federal agencies, but there's no specific regulatory agency to oversee social media as a whole. And Amazon has struck a deal with the NFL to stream a playoff game this season, according to people familiar with the matter. The agreement deepens an existing relationship between the two. Amazon already streams 11 Thursday night football games a year, and it's been looking to carry more football on its Amazon Prime streaming platform. To be clear, though, these aren't exclusive rights, and our reporter Joe Flint says that's part of the NFL's strategy of late. Here's Joe.
Well, the NFL is very meticulous in how they carve up their media rights pie. And in the last few years, they've just been slicing it thinner and thinner. So we've seen Amazon step up for this Thursday night package to stream games, which is basically about $75 million of newfound revenue for the league. They're trying to juggle everything very carefully. The big money for the NFL still comes from CBS, ESPN, NBC, and Fox. At the same time, the NFL wants to explore all these new digital platforms and prepare itself for the future.
All right, after the break, as tech workers decamp from Silicon Valley during the pandemic, there's a debate raging over whether companies should cut their pay. We'll talk about that next. Since the onset of the pandemic, tech workers have been leaving the Bay Area en masse, leaving behind empty offices, San Francisco's famous fog, and sky-high rent. And as employees head to cheaper places to carry out their remote work, some Silicon Valley companies have started adjusting worker salaries, cutting their pay 15% or more, depending on where the employee moves. As you can imagine, not everyone is too happy with the change. Our reporter Catherine Binley joins me to discuss. Katie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Katie, I wonder if you could just give us a sense for the scale of this tech worker flight, so to speak, away from Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. It's still pretty hard to know that because we don't have census data yet. But the real estate market in San Francisco has started to be affected by people leaving. So you're seeing, rents on one-bedroom apartments come down. Housing inventory as far as sales has gone up quite a bit. And even in my own experience, I asked my landlord if they would reduce my rent and they chopped $200 a month off of it. So it seems to be happening.
And you report that some companies have begun to adjust compensation for the people leaving. What are we seeing?
Yeah, so, for a lot of companies, they're still figuring this out. But this tech consulting firm named Sequoia did do a recent survey, and they, at the time I spoke with them, they had 240 tech companies surveyed, and they found that 33% are still undecided about what's going to happen to employee pay for those that relocate. And then 22% said they are readjusting salaries, and 20% said they're not. So you've really got a mix of how companies are handling this. Of course, earlier in the pandemic, Facebook had said that they would be, if people are moving to cities with lower cost of living, that there would be some kind of adjustment for that. And, for a lot of companies, this makes sense. I mean, they've you know, not been paying their San Francisco employees the same as employees who live in cities that are much less expensive for a while. But in this case, you know, it's kind of going in the opposite direction than what we're used to. You're used to hearing, you know, employees getting recruited to come out to the Bay Area and getting, you know, a nice salary to do so because it is so expensive to live here. But now things are starting to go in the opposite direction where you might have, you know, a tech worker who's used to making a certain amount of money moving to Austin or Denver or, you know, Portland, wherever else, where it is more affordable. And so then this question becomes, you know, is it fair? And some employees, you know, there seems to be basically debate over, you know, whether or not this should be happening.
And what have you heard from tech workers about this? How are they responding?
I found like one Twitter employee I interviewed had said that she wouldn't specify what the pay cut was, but she did take a reduction in pay to move to, I think it was Durham, North Carolina. But she said, you know, compared to what she was paying for rent in Berkeley, the adjustment in pay was completely worth it. And she still seemed to think that, you know, financially it was the right decision. And her husband works at Fitbit and he was taking a pay cut as well. So they did the math and just thought that it was still going to, they were going to be fine even with the cuts. But then if you look at some survey results from Blind, you have that of, I think they surveyed, let's see, 5,500 workers. And 44% said they'd be open to a pay cut if they were moving to a city with a lower cost of living, but 48% said they wouldn't be. So clearly, you know, there is a chunk of people who don't want to see their pay reduced if they're going to be moving. And I've seen a lot of like chatter about this in the comments on, you know, posts on Blind where people are sort of debating whether or not this is fair, whether or not it's worth it to them. And then another gentleman I spoke with had talked about having, you know, like he got hit up on Twitter by a bunch of people asking for negotiation advice and sort of how could they, you know, his suggestion to them was to try to push back on it, basically.
Yeah, and I want to understand that. So for the workers that are pushing back on these cuts, what exactly is their argument?
Based on sort of the talk I'm seeing, it seems to be, you know, if you're going to be doing the same amount of work and your output is the same and you're a high performing employee, then why does it matter where you're physically located? That seems to be the argument that I've been picking up from my research. But for other people, it's like, you know, their thought is cost of living and cost of labor adjustments have been going on for God knows how long. So why should the tech workers be any different?
And Katie, I think a big part of that, you know, when we think about tech offices, we probably are thinking about these big campuses with cold brew on tap and ping pong tables and nap pods. With more remote workers, wouldn't companies be cutting a big cost by eliminating all those extra perks in the office?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. You know, certainly tech companies especially have been known for giving their employees really great perks. So, you know, if they're not spending money to feed everyone every day and, you know, not having classes at the on-campus gym and whatnot, or, you know, when we do go, let's say we go back to a, you know, a situation where some, you know, some employees are back in the office, you know, it sounds like for a lot of companies, there will be fewer people in offices going forward for the long term. So will they be saving money? Like, probably they're certainly going to save money on some of those expenses and it'll be, you know, we might see their real estate portfolios shrink. And then, you know, then there's the question of what does it cost to have more remote employees and are there hidden costs to that that won't be so great for them?
Yeah. And like you mentioned, a lot of these companies have been making commitments to have much heavier dependence on remote work going forward. So I imagine this push and pull is not going to go away anytime soon. What are you going to be watching as this continues to develop?
I mean, I think some of the areas that are going to be most interesting to watch are going to be pay equity for one. You know, there's research that women sort of accurately assess that there are social costs to trying to negotiate. So, you know, you kind of, I wonder at least 6 months from now, a year from now, will there be more of a pay gap between men and women who work in tech, at least for those who relocated? Because you could, you know, in theory, have someone who decides to negotiate a bigger bonus or more equity in order to make up for, you know, the reduction in their base. And someone else who either thinks it's too risky to try doing that and is like, well, I should just be grateful that they let me move. So, you know, in theory, there could be some sort of unintended consequences of this because, you know, companies can say it's a policy that you have X percent reduction if you move to Y city. But from what I, you know, like a talent agent that I interviewed mentioned that he was suggesting that his clients try to, you know, negotiate other aspects of their pay to make up for it. And he had one client who was using the move as a way to jumpstart a conversation about getting an early promotion. So there's, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this. Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Binley, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. We've got more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.